good morning. So I'm Lori, and we're going to get to know each other really well throughout the year. I see a lot of new faces and a lot of familiar faces. Can everyone hear me okay? Great. Yeah, that would be great. Tina will do it. Well, Sarah Demarest is not here right now. She is in Papua New Guinea, as many of you know. They're coming home Wednesday, right? Yeah, coming home Wednesday. She is so excited. She emailed me this morning as she's going to bed. Saturday is over. And she emailed and said she's praying for us. So that's so sweet. Sarah and I are so excited to have you here and that Wellspring is finally starting again. We have been praying for you just as a general class. And then we've been praying for you specifically by name as we see each of you signing up. We're so happy that you're here. And I want you to know, I'm going to give you a lot of more information today. If it's overwhelming and it's too much, please feel free to ask me personally. Ask Sarah when she comes back. Call. Whatever you need, we're here for you. We're here to help you. We're here to serve you. We're here together. So as I said, I'm going to give you a lot of information. I'm hoping to go slower than Scott did. Scott, bless his heart, crammed all that in such a short time. So it's going to be a nine-month journey. It's going to be a nine-month adventure together. And our hope is that we all grow in our love for the Lord. We grow closer to each other. But with that in mind, let's go to the Father in prayer, shall we? And thank Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that you do show us your glory through this year. Lord, draw us to you every day. May we make much of you. May our time in the Word truly be special and be precious. May we leave each time richer for having spent time with you. And Lord, if we ever just read the words and our mind is not with you, would you please convict us, stop us, and have us start again so that every time we're with your Word, we truly are interacting with you. And we are changed because of it. And we are helping the body build up the body. And Lord, let us remember it is for your glory we do this. And we thank you for it. And in your precious Son, our Savior's name, we pray. Amen. Today is not a typical morning in Wellspring. So I want to tell you what a typical morning will look like. As you know, we start at 7 usually. I mean, always. We start at 7 except for today. So that means you will not want to be pulling into the parking lot at 7 because we're going to start right at 7. Now, the build guys start at 6:45. So if you're coming with your husband or a friend who's taking build, that's great. You'll be here nice and early. If you do come early, there's always going to be coffee, and there always will be water for you to grab. Always throughout the morning, too, feel free to get up and get that. And then we also will have a chance to have snack that we'll get to provide for each other. there is going to be a sign-up called... Oh, what is it called? Sign Up Genius. Has anyone ever done that before? It's such a simple email program. And Allie will take care of that. She'll email all of us and give us the calendar. And if you want to sign up to help bring a snack, and there are about 40 of us, and you'll be with someone else, you don't have to bring 40 things, feel free to sign up for that. If you want to bring juice, you can do that as well. And then that Sign Up Genius reminds you, that's the genius about it, like, hello, you said you would bring, you know, 20 muffins or whatever. And so that's going to be coming your way next week. So when you get here, come early. Remember, at 7 we start. You'll want to always grab your handouts. They'll be at a table. And you'll want to sign to check your attendance. That's really important. Now, some of you didn't do that this morning, and I saw you, I hope, and I checked your name that you are here. So if you think, oh, man, I forgot, would you please, if you're one of those that forgot, would you do me a favor and just go on your way out, check, and just put your name, a check mark by your name. Yes. Okay, I'll be here always at about 6:15, so I'll be here always. There's the bathroom, it's way down that hall, and they ask, as Scott said, that we always just use that bathroom. We call that the NGM bathroom, and we will get you out of here at 9 o'clock. I know many of you have places to go, maybe you even have work to do, right? So we will always get you here. Out of the door at 9 o'clock. May I see a show of hands now? How many of you, as your very first time in Wellspring? I see some of you. Look around. Look at that.
Yay!
Welcome. Welcome. Wow. That's cool. You know, the rest of you are now alumni. This is my 6th time in Wellspring, and you know, it just gets better and better for me every year that I take it. And a lot of women have said that. So if this is your first time or your 6th time, keep in mind that you're welcome. You never graduate from Wellspring. You can come back next year and the year after. So that's always open to you. There's another ministry for women in this church, and that's Women that's the Friday nights, and that meets once a month typically. And it's the first one is coming up this month, so I want you to come if you can. Here's the address, and you'll always get information about that passed out to you when you come to church on Sunday. This year we're going to be talking about the one another's, and our elders are going to be coming and talking about that. So that's a real sweet thing to come to if you can. So let's do an icebreaker now. Let's get to know each other a little better. So I want you to just tell me 3 things. So first of all, your name. That's easy. Second of all, speaking of names, please, please, please always bring your name tag. So every day that you come, you'll always bring your binder, your Bible, and your name tag, your billboard. Binder, Bible, billboard, okay? That way we can learn who you are. I always just keep this name tag in my binder, so I'm not hunting for it. Anyway, okay, my name is Lori Hantla. I've been in Wellspring 5 years. So that's the second thing we're going to tell about each other. And the third thing is, where do you live? What part of town? So, for instance, I live in Chandler, and my cross streets are Chandler Boulevard and Dobson. I'm close to there. And maybe some of you are my neighbors and I don't know it. So do we want to start here? Just tell us those 3 things. Thank you.
I'm Molly. This is my 5th year, I believe, in Wellspring, and my crossroads are Brown and Higley.
And is that in?
It's in Mesa.
Mesa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Diana.
And
I know.
You want to
easier.
Yeah,
well, you
don't,
but it's
hard.
I started in February, so that's like a half year. That's a full year, but it's... Mm-hmm. And I'm at Queen Creek and Power in Gilbert.
I'm Dina Burrows. I took Wellsprings about 5 years ago, and then I had to quit because of health reasons. So I consider this my first year. And I live in Chandler, around Dobson and Warner.
Neighbors.
My name is Dee Dee Jennings, and I think this is my 4th Wellspring, and my cross streets are Baseline and Kyrene, Tempe.
I'm Vivian O'Neill. This is my 4th year in Wellspring, and I live in Ahwatukee. Cross streets are Elliott and Ahwatukee.
I'm Terry, and this is my 4th year in Wellspring, and I live at Brown and Ellsworth in Northeast Mesa.
I'm Megan, and I'm going to add something back there on there. For those of you who don't know me, I have what's called selective hearing, meaning I'm deaf part of hearing. So if you wouldn't mind making sure I can see your lips so I can lip read. And if that makes you uncomfortable, then I'll just ask my mom to be my interpreter for me.
Maybe Dan.
Anyway, I think this is my third year in Wellspring.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Yeah. Right. And I live all the way out in East Mesa, and my class is done Meridian in university, so just kind of I am there.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies. My name is Faith Michelle. This is my first year in Wellspring. And I stay in Gilbert. Cross streets are Pickles and Power.
Good morning. I'm Rita Ewing. This is my first year in Wellspring. I was looking forward to it. And I'm at Ellsworth and Ray in East Mesa.
My name is Katie Lee. This is my second year in Wellspring. And I live in North Phoenix, off Cactus and the 51.
Huh, okay. Sarah, we'll go with you, and we'll just sneak around.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I took Wellspring 1 year the first year. I got to help the second year with kids. And I live really close to Lori. I'm at Ray and Price, Ray and the 101. I'm a native, so I call it Price sometimes.
Yeah.
But it was just a street change.
I'm Rachel Iserman. I'm pretty sure this is my fourth year. I live in Tempe on Mill and about.
Okay, now I just started talking. I'm Becky Sitton. I took Wellspring the first year and I haven't taken it since, so it's been a long time. And I live in Chandler at Rural in Chandler.
My name is Carrie, and this is my first year at Wellspring, and I live very close to right here at Warner and 48th Street.
What was that, Warner and what?
48th Street.
Hi, I'm Allie Brown. This is my first year at Wellspring, and I live in Chandler on Elms Fall and Pecos.
I'm Lori Thompson. This is my fourth year. Wellspring, I live in Gilbert at Greenfield and Ray.
I'm Lauren Demarest. This is my fourth year in Wellspring as well, and I live in Gilbert on Gilbert and Warner.
I'm Heather Turner. This is my third year at Wellspring, and I live in Gilbert on Gilbert and Elliott.
I'm Kate Demarest. So Lauren's my sister.
So ditto. This is my fourth year, and we live in the same house.
My name is Maria Korniak, and this is my first year. We live in Chandler, it's my daughter. And Cross Street is Alma School Road and Fry.
My name is Rachel Hornack. This is also my first year. I live with her, so Alma School and Fry.
My name is Rhonda Jack, and this is my very first year.
And I'm Janet Anderson. I attended Wellspring for half a year, started in January of this year, and I live off of Alma School in Elliott in Chandler. Very close.
And I'm Carmen, and I live across the street.
Hey, Carmen. And this is your first year.
Yes. First year.
Welcome.
And I'm Marilyn Cummings. This is my first year. My crossroad in, I guess I'm East Mesa. Okay. I don't know my north southeast. All right. I live in East Mesa, and my crossroads is Sasselman and Southern.
I'm Jan Stevenson, and this is my first year, and I live on Carver and Rural, which is right between Warner and Elliott.
I'm Tina McMillan. This is my second year. I live in Chandler, off of Germain and Alma School.
My name is Lori, and I live off of Alma School and Dobson. This is my second year, and I'm L-O-R-I. She's L-O-R-I-E, and then there's L-A-U-R-I-E, and there's like three Lori. I'm like, how did that happen? I just was listening to that.
I'm Dana, and I live very close to you, actually. I live off of rural and actually Lakeshore, between rural and Lakeshore of Elliott.
So, oh, okay.
Very close.
Yeah. So now we got to...
We should carpool.
Yes. Maybe know a few neighbors and see some faces. When we see each other in church, we'll think Wellspring, and you'll think of the name tag, and you'll say, oh, I know your name. So that's what I do. I know your name. Remind me what it is. Why did you take Wellspring? Think about that. Did somebody ask you? Did you love it the first time? Or think, man, I have a lot to learn. There are a lot of reasons why people take Wellspring. The really neat thing about it is, the thing I love about Wellspring so much is that it's the twofold purpose of it. It's to equip us and encourage us to shepherd our hearts toward Jesus Christ. How? With the Word of God, Scott was saying. Why? You know, what's going to happen when we do that? We're going to get to live gospel-transformed lives. And then we get to strengthen the church in its gospel purpose, the purpose that Scott was talking about. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. You know, that's why you can take Wellspring again and again and again, because every time you take it, you're just going to be more equipped and encouraged. That's why we're so excited that you're here. So this morning, Scott did speak about that purpose of Grace Bible Church and the vision and the roles that Build and Wellspring play. So we're going to break that apart this morning. We're going to start right from the beginning, very basic. We're going to talk about the word Wellspring. Do you even know what that means? If somebody came up to you and said, what does Wellspring mean? You have to think about that for a minute. What does it mean? Well, we're going to talk about that. It is a training ministry. It was, as Scott said, it started from Build. And the purpose of it is to help us understand how our walk with the Lord impacts all of our relationships, beginning in our homes and then going out to the church and then beyond. Now, the Wellspring lessons, ladies, they build on one another. It's kind of a cyclical curriculum, and it builds on one another. We're going to go through all the disciplines, and we're going to go back and come back and come back to the heart. It's a 9-month commitment. Okay, it starts today, and it ends in May. And so, I want you to purpose right now that as much as it depends on you, that you're going to be committed to Wellspring. So that in May, we see all of you here, Lord willing. As much as it depends on you, please purpose to come. Now, that doesn't mean you can't miss. Please miss if you're sick, right? And if your husband says, hey, let's go. We have a free weekend. Let's take off. Please do that. But please come back. All right? There's something, you know, I'm going to tell you now. January, February, it's cold. It's dark. And it might be rainy. And your bed, right? So comfortable. And if you're like me, you have your three little chihuahuas that are snuggled up right by you. Don't get up, don't get up, don't get up. And I want you to remember today that you committed to coming, because Lori said it's going to be cold and you're not going to want to come, but you're coming, right? Right. Yeah, you'll want to come. So please do all that you can with the Lord's help, of course, and ask Him now to help you, because you want to get all that you can by His grace out of the Wellspring lessons, and you want to be purposeful in that. So we want to commit right now that we're going to be strong, right, and we're going to finish to the end. See, the goal is to get all that the Lord has for us, all that the Lord has for us, to grow and to be personally equipped, to build up the body so that body grows. So we have to ask ourselves, how does that best happen? Well, it happens if we're consistent in our participation. All right, Wellspring has a lot to offer. We're going to talk about that. So what happens, though, if you do miss? Well, there's one thing that Allie does, and we refer to Allie a lot, Allie Custius. Okay, Heather is here, too. And Heather, thank you for all that you do. There's one thing that Allie does, or it might be Heather. And then there are three things that we do. So what Allie does is a few days after Wellspring, the lesson, which is recorded here, gets put online. And she'll send out an email, general email, hey, it's posted, it's online. And then what you need to do is you need to do four things. Go online, download the notes, the homework, print it out, listen, and then do your homework, and then come back, right? Come back. We always want you to come back. We're going to also have a discussion leader. Everyone will be in a little discussion group, and it would be really helpful if you just texted or called or emailed your discussion group leader to let her know, hey, I'm not coming Saturday. That way she's not wondering where you are and worried about you, and that way we can also pray for you if you are ill. But there's something new this year, and I'm really excited about it. Let's say that you do miss a Saturday, but you're here the next day at church on Sunday or the following week. This Wellspring binder is going to be at the welcome table. It's not going to be sitting out. You'll have to ask somebody for it, and they'll pull it out. And then in the front are going to be the lesson that we just had. And in the back will be a few notes from previous lessons. And this is where I stuck this handy-dandy paper I was looking for before. If you did not get a binder today or you need one, would you please make sure that you talk to me? Some of you already know about it, but we'll get you one for next time. So that's the Wellspring binder for you to know, for you to help yourself if you don't want to print out the notes. Any questions about that? Okay. So right here... All right, let's get started talking about that. Yes, Dana?
On the binder, yes. Will you have enough copies that you'll be able to just take it out of
yes.
the binder?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Good question, thank you. All right, we're going to, as I said, Wellspring is going to help equip and encourage us all year long. You're going to get lots of tools in your toolbox, so by the end of the year, you'll have lots of wonderful equipping tools. We're going to talk about two of them today. One is your binder, and the other one is a songbook. So let's talk about your Wellspring binder today, because that's something that you're going to be bringing with you every single time. So every single week, we're going to look at the back together, but today let's start looking at the front. And we're going to look at the verse. First of all, our Wellspring verse. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Remember I asked you, if somebody said to you, what does wellspring mean? What does that mean? I looked it up just to make sure I knew what it meant. And it means the head of or the source of a spring or a river. It's just the head of it. It's like a fountain head. And now we're going to look down at our verse, Proverbs 4:23. That's our verse to memorize. Look what it says about the heart. What is the heart? It is the... Hey, it's the wellspring. And that's where we get our name, Wellspring, from. Right? So everything, all of our life flows from our heart. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to do a lot of talking about our heart and wellspring. Today what we want to remember is that everything that flows out of us comes from the heart. Everything. See, the heart, Scott said, what is it? It's your inner man. It's you. It's everything you are inwardly speaking. See, we have that outer man, the organs, and then everything that we see. And then we have the inner man. So the heart is not just a part of you like your physical heart. But when the Bible talks about heart, it means who we are on the inside. And it's the place in which God reveals himself to us. And it's also the part that God addresses. When he addresses us, he addresses us on a heart level. And we want to think about this truth, that our life continually flows from, our life continually flows from, and our life continually reveals our heart. Think about that. See, there's nothing that comes out of us that didn't first reside in the heart. Nothing. See, it is kind of creepy, isn't it? Perfect timing. Perfect timing. The heart is the source of our motives. The heart is the source of our desires. The heart is the source of our will, our thoughts, and our emotions, our intentions. The heart is the source of our words, our attitudes, our opinions, our priorities, everything. See, there's nothing, I'll say it again, there's nothing that comes out of us that didn't first reside in our hearts. So let's look at the photo above the word wellspring. It's pretty, isn't it? It's a beautiful photo, but it's not just a really pretty picture of water flowing. I want you to notice that it's water pouring into water, pouring into water. And that's why our Wellspring logo is so cool, because it's coming from, do you see where it starts? Look down, do you see? Does it start anywhere? It's a continual source. It's just continually flowing. It's unseen. We don't know where it started. And that's just like everything in us. It just flows, but we know where it starts. It flows from our heart. But we have that picture of water pouring into water because Wellspring is also a ministry of women pouring into women who pour into women. And it's that flow. It's from Titus 2. It's one generation pouring into another generation. So, ladies, what we pour into each other's lives also flows out of our heart. That's why we address the heart so much in Wellspring. So every time you see that binder, look at that logo, and it's going to remind us that we do have a responsibility, don't we? We do, all of us. We have a responsibility for each other, and that it's crucial. That's why it's crucial that we guard our heart above everything else. That's why that verse says, above all else, guard your heart, so that what we do pour into others, because we're going to be pouring into others regardless, but what we do pour into others is good, and it's pure, and it's true, and most importantly, it's grounded. See, it's got to be pure, good, and true only if it's grounded in the Word of God. See, the crown jewel of all that is the gospel. The gospel of Christ. So let's look at the back of the binder. Every day that you come, you're going to be asked to turn your binders over And we're going to talk about, in every lesson, we're going to talk about the disciplines. There's the purpose right up at the top. It's to equip and encourage the women of Grace Bible Church to shepherd their hearts toward Jesus Christ with the Word of God so that they live gospel-transformed lives, thus strengthening the church in its gospel purpose. Scott mentioned the disciplines. We have three. The first one, look at it with me, the heart. She prayerfully shepherds her heart toward God through the Word of God, and in particular, the gospel. Scott mentioned that we're always to be worshipers. And that means that we should remember that each time we open our Bible, something needs to happen, right? Worship needs to happen, doesn't it? Yeah. So we need to remember, he said it, we'll always say it too, we come to the Word of God to get. Fill it in with me, to get what? The God of the Word. Very good. We come to the Word of God to get the God of the Word. And that's what we mean. Shepherd your heart. And you know, it needs to continually happen throughout the day. Okay, you don't shut your book. Okay, I'm done with my Bible reading today. Check that box off. On I go. No, continually throughout the day, you're bringing your heart back to what you read, to the Word of God. And then we have discipline two, the ministry. She ministers to those in her household with her heart for God and the gospel. So the first set of people that are impacted by our love for God and by our worship for God should be those people that we live with, right? Yeah. So what do I mean by this? What does it look like? What does that look like? So it means, here's one way to think of it. Because we brought our hearts before God and His Word, we're equipped. And we're seeking to live with Christ-like attitudes and words and actions in our homes. So what does that look like practically? Can you think of an idea? So practically, it means that our households are experiencing us as women who are worshipers of God. Okay? When you're a worshiper of God, don't you trust Him? Don't you enjoy Him? Yeah. Don't you fear Him? Treasure Him? Learn from Him? Obey Him? That's what your household experiences. See, our Bibles are always a reach away. And we're thinking about God's Word throughout the day. And we're ready to speak God's Word to our parents, our children, our roommates, our spouse, our siblings, anyone in our home. And then, discipline three, with our heart for God and the gospel and fulfilling her ministry within her household, what does she do? Then she steps out into the church to shepherd others toward God and the gospel. So here's what we can remember. When you and I are worshipfully meeting with God through His Word and through prayer, prayerfully shepherd, when we're seeking to walk in Christ-likeness throughout the day with a priority on our home, then we're ready to minister to people's lives beyond our household, at your work, the church, beyond, wherever God has you. And our ministry, as Scott said, it's one of integrity. See, who you are at home is who you are when you're outside of the home. You're not a different person. We are when it's just God and us. That's integrity, women. Here's the news flash, right? It doesn't just happen. It takes discipline. And that's why they're called the disciplines. See, it takes discipline and prayer and planning to open your Bible in order to prayerfully meet with God, doesn't it? worshipfully meet with God, and to carry that into the day, and then to continually bring our hearts back into trust and submission to the Word of God. It takes discipline and prayer and planning to care for our households. It does. And it takes discipline and prayer and planning to care for the people outside of our households. And remember, Scott said, it's not like elementary school where you progress from one to the other to the other. We're always working on these, and it has to start with discipline one being all the time what you're thinking of. Let's open our binders now, and you're going to see on the inside, you'll see a calendar and a schedule. And if you notice, a lot of different people are going to be teaching us this year. So today it was Scott, and then comes Sarah next week, and Suzanne, and you'll see all throughout the year who's going to be teaching us. And you'll see that we go all the way through May 17th. So you have all those dates right there, and you can put that on your calendar right there. As I said, we meet the same time as Build, same days as Build, but Build meets 15 minutes before us and goes 15 minutes after. Yes?
I'm sorry, where are you?
I'm...
What section?
That's it.
Right at the very beginning?
At the very, very beginning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Lori, if you want to try to help, if anyone needs help, Lori and Dee Dee can help you find where we are. Okay. Also, you have some tabs in here that you got, that you brought with you, or you got. Use those however you want. There's also some contact information. If we go to the second page, there's some contact information. My cell number is there. Yes, it is a Tucson number. I never changed it. So there it is. And then my email, and then Sarah's email. We also have midweek. That's for the midweek gals, Chris Evans and Suzanne Blevins. And the information of how you can go online to find out, to get the lessons, to listen, is there. If you have any problem with getting that and hearing it, just call the church office, and Heather or Allie will be happy to help you. And we have now, let's go ahead and talk about some resources that we have. I'm going to briefly talk to you. The first page here, you have homework. I'm on this page. Talks about homework. We're going to get homework every time. It's going to be on colored paper. And so part of your homework this week is to look at a Bible reading plan and pick a Bible reading plan. So let's take a look at your Bible reading plans. So the Bible reading plan is just a tool for you. If you're already in a Bible reading plan and you've started January and you're in a year-round thing, stay with it if that's working for you. But say that you're excited to start something new, we want you to pick a plan and start by October 1st. So let's take a look at some of the plans that you may choose. You may pick one of these. The first one talks about a chronological reading plan. I've done this one before. Have any of you done this one before? Yes. I would recommend to you do it at least once in your lifetime, because you get to see what happens chronologically in the history of Israel. And then in the New Testament as well. The only downside, the thing, not a downside necessarily, but for you to remember if you do that plan, is you are in the Old Testament a long time. That's the only thing to consider if you choose that plan. The next one is the 52-week Bible reading plan. And this one, and I'm going real quick through these just for time, but you feel free to look at these later on your own. But as you see, it's broken down in 52 weeks. But then one day, Sunday, you're in the epistles. Monday, you're in the law. Tuesday, you're in history. Wednesday, you're in Psalms, etc. That's a plan you may decide to do or turn over. The next one is the McShane's Bible reading plan. That also takes you through the year. You'll see all the months through June on Side 1 and then through December on Side 2. And that has a part for you to read with your family and then a part for you to read privately if you want to do that. McShane's has you in the Old Testament and New Testament all through the year. The next one is the Old and New Together. And this one has 365 readings, and you just start whatever day, and just check off when you're finished with that one all the way through. And as you notice, that has you in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's called Old and New Together. In the middle here is called Reading Through the... You pick, say you just really want to focus on the book of John or Acts or something like that. You go, you know, I really this month want to focus on only one book. Then you can do that. And you say, okay, in 30 days, I'm going to read all of Acts or all of whatever. And so you kind of devise your own plan and be faithful to it. When you're finished, start a new one. Then there's the Discipleship Journal Bible Reading Plan. And this one, you're going to be in four separate places in Scripture every day. And you begin at any point of the year. And to prevent frustration or falling behind, you notice the numbers only go to 25. And we know there are 30 days as September, right? We know that there are 30 or 31 days in the month. And then, so you have a little cushion there. You have some days off where you can catch up or you can be doing other Bible reading. So that's the discipleship Bible plan. And then there's the Blue Letter Bible. And that's a two-year plan. So say that you want to take a little bit slower pace and you want to do the Bible in 2 years, you can do the Blue Letter Bible plan. Let's see. What else is there? Those are all the plans. You may have a Bible app plan that you like, or you may have a Bible read throughout the year plan. You pick one of those plans, please. But the idea is you want to pick something and you want to be faithful to it. Pick something that'll work for you, right? If you don't have a lot of time, you're not going to want to be trying to read four books meaningfully and purposefully. Maybe that's just not your time of life right now, but maybe you have time and you can. So think about how are you going to meet with the God of the Word purposefully, worshipfully, effectively every day. That's the idea. Every day. Just persevere with it. See, the plan, it's not. Let me tell you what it's not about. It's not about muscling through in your own strength. And it's not about a sprint. See, this is a lifetime walk. You want to pick something that's going to work. And it's not about perfection. So if you didn't read your Bible, I can't come to Wellspring because they're going to ask me. No, we want you here. We want to help you. We want to help you persevere. So if you think of Wellspring, I have a little visual aid that I have for what Wellspring is. And then I'll tell you about the songbook, and then I'll send you on your way. Okay. Ta-da! A car. How is Wellspring like a car? This is our Wellspring car. Each of you get a brand new car today. Isn't that cool? Your car, it has four shiny new tires, and you're in it. You're driving, and it's full. You're fully involved, and this car is aligned. You have your two front tires and your two back tires. Your two front tires are the together part of Wellspring. Then you have your two back tires, and that's the on your own part of Wellspring. So the together part of Wellspring, we're all here together in group, and then we're here together in our discussion groups. And you're going to get the big reveal this in the next 2 weeks. Your discussion group leader will call you and say, hey, you're in my group. And we're always going to meet in discussion groups at the last half hour of the day. And then the on your own. So on your own, you're doing your homework. And you're not waiting till Friday night, if at all possible, to get that homework done. Do purposely. Finish that homework. Think about it. And then on your own, you are reading your Bible. You're in the Word. Ladies, we're going to give you one last tool today to help you in your worship, and that is a songbook. It's new this year, so everybody gets one, aren't they wonderful? Aren't they pretty? Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you, Jamie, for doing that. The songbook is a tool. It's to help you shepherd your heart throughout the day, because songs just do that, don't they? So you have so many songs in here. Use them as you like. I like to read that before I actually read the Bible. I like to read a song, and then I like to pray about it, and then I like to read my Bible after that. So I know I went quickly. I want to tell you, you do have your homeworks, the yellow sheet. There are two sheets. You want to maybe staple them together. Take a look at that. Pull it out. Stick it in your Bible. Don't forget it till Friday night. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. And before I let you go, I'm going to pray and ask if anyone can help just clean up and get this church Sunday ready. That would be amazing. Let me pray by reading the words to This Fathomless Love. It's one of the songs in your songbook that you're going to get. And then Lori and Dee Dee will meet you at the back door and give you one. This Fathomless Love. Lord, what moved your heart to love lowly man? Before any star could herald your praise, why did you come abasing yourself, veiled in a robe of frail human clay? Why would you, the pure, give your life for the vile, the innocent seeking the guilty to be reconciled? Can't comprehend this fathomless love. I'm gripped and amazed by what you have done. Why would the adorned become the despised to bear all the furious wrath that was mine? How awesome this mystery of your fathomless love for me. Why would you adopt and take as your own those you have crushed? Those who have crushed your one precious son. Why mercy and grace toward your enemies, your name they have crushed, and your throne they have shunned. Oh, how could you choose to show kindness to these, the ones who would mock you and hate you, the ones just like me? Lord, thank you for your fathomless love. May it just penetrate deep down in our hearts so that what people see today will pour out of a heart that loves you and remembers what you have done on the cross. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.